Another role you will play is to help the people you support connect with the communities of their choice, including being connected to non-paid supports, such as neighbors, friends, coworkers, and other community members. Helping the people you support develop and maintain local relationships is key to networking and expanding opportunities. So how do we do that? How do we get people more involved in their communities? It's important to understand that just being there is not automatically attaining community inclusion. Think about when you go to work or a school function, attend a religious event, or go get your hair cut. Have you ever just arrived, passively watched, and did not interact with others? If you did you have fun? Did you feel included? Did you want to go back? Did anyone invite you back or say they were glad that you showed up? We have to get beyond just being there by encouraging introductions, interactions, meaningful exchanges, and finding ways to create a sense of belonging.
When I was a case manager, many of the people I supported wanted to be part of their communities. They wanted hobbies, they wanted connections, and they wanted to do things that mattered. As we would create services and supports and plans for the person, a lot of times I would see service providers writing down grocery shopping, going for a walk, or go out to the movies. Generic terms that didn't get to the heart of why the person wanted to be part of their community. Though these community activities are fine and a part of life, they are not necessarily meaningful. These activities take something from the community, but don't really provide chances for the person to give to the community.